There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 7 of the tabernacle. Jesus is our sin offering. A.W. Tozier once said, "The only cross in all of history that was turned into an altar was the cross on which Jesus Christ died. It was a Roman cross. They nailed him on it, and God, in his majesty and mystery, turned it into an altar. The Lamb who was dying in the mystery and wonder of God was turned into the priest who offered himself. No one else was a worthy offering." Today's text comes from Hebrews 13, verses 10 through 14. "We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come." The author of Hebrews connects Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross to the offering made on the bronze altar. Additional facts about the tabernacle will help us better understand Jesus' fulfillment of the sin offering. A worshiper would bring a sacrifice to the east gate to be inspected by the priest. Upon passing inspection, the worshiper would place one hand on the animal's head at the entrance to the tabernacle while killing the sacrifice with his other hand. The penalty of death for his sins is symbolically transferred onto the animal before it is killed. You can see Leviticus 4:4. Placing the hand on the animal would remind the worshiper that the animal was dying in the place of his sins. This animal was a substitute, dying in his place to bring forgiveness of his sins, making him acceptable to come into God's presence. The priest would then take the animal and sacrifice it on the altar. He would sprinkle the blood on the horns of the altar and against the altar on all sides. If the entire congregation sinned, the blood would be taken into the holy place and sprinkled 7 times before the veil. You can see Leviticus 4:16 through 17. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would take the blood into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle it on the mercy seat. You can see Hebrews 9:7. The greater the degree of sin represented, the deeper the blood of purification had to go into the tabernacle. The meat on the altar from a sin offering could not be eaten by anyone except the priest and his family, and only within a specific time period after the sacrifice was made. The meat eaten could not have touched anything unclean. If anyone touched any unclean meat, they were to be cut off from their people. The hides, flesh, and organs that were not sacrificed were taken outside the camp and burned. You can see Leviticus 16, verses 27 and 28. These parts of the animal were considered unclean, and the priest who performed these duties had to go through a ceremonial washing to be considered clean again. All of these requirements of the sin offering at the tabernacle point to Jesus Christ. The commentary exalting Jesus in Hebrews helps connect the sin offering to our Savior. In Hebrews 13:10, the writer compares the new covenant altar, the cross of Christ, with the old covenant altar. He points back to the tabernacle to inform his readers that those who serve at the old altar have no right to eat at the new one. But believers do have a right to eat at this new and better altar, for they enjoy fellowship with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Once again, the writer is demonstrating that Jesus is indeed a far better high priest, for his food and altar surpasses the food and altar of the Old Covenant. The author then refers to the bodies of the animals that were sacrificed under the Old Covenant. Although we don't often think about what became of those carcasses, we know from Scripture that they were taken outside of the city and burned. It would have defiled the city if they'd been burned within its walls. Like these Old Covenant sacrifices, Jesus also suffered outside the gate. This parallel is most explicitly seen in John 19, verses 17 through 20, as Jesus carries his cross to Golgotha, which was outside the gates of Jerusalem. We also know from the Gospels that he was buried outside the gates. This is truly an amazing correlation. But what makes Jesus' suffering outside the gates far superior to that of the Old Testament animals is what his suffering accomplishes. Jesus suffers outside the gates so that he might sanctify the people by his own blood. His blood actually makes believers holy. This astonishing reality once again reveals that the Old Covenant sin offerings pointed to the better New Covenant offering of Jesus Christ's blood. As you can see, the laws regarding the burnt offerings at the bronze altar clearly point to our Lord and His death on the cross. The only way we can enter God's presence is through our substitute, Jesus Christ. The complete sacrifice of the burnt offering is perfectly paralleled in Jesus' complete devotion to the will of God. Jesus is our sin offering. Through his sacrificial death on the altar of Calvary, he offers us forgiveness and the opportunity to enter God's presence. Some questions to consider. What do you think about the details of the law regarding the sacrifice of the tabernacle as they foreshadow the death of Jesus Christ? Take time today and meditate on the statement made by A.W. Tozier that began today's devotion. The only cross in all of history that was turned into an altar was the cross on which Jesus Christ died. And finally, how can Paul's words from Romans 12:1 help you apply today's devotion to your walk with the Lord? Romans 12:1 from the ESV. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.